Guilt blocks self-worth. When I was young, I was maybe 5 or 6, and we lived in Ipswich at the time, and my neighbor across the road, Graham, who was a firefighter, had a beautiful, lovely lawn. Anyone heard this story? Let me know.
Yes.
Beautiful lawn. Oh, my God. Anyway, I played with 2 kids across the road, Matt and Craig, and I had a little fucking red go-kart. And they had a little bit of a hill on their front, and they lived next to Graham, the firefighter. And so here I am in my little red go-kart, and Matt is pushing me down the hill, and we're sort of pushing me around into the next door neighbor, into their lawn, beautiful lawn. And as we went around the corner at the front, on the front of the footpath, we were drifting this little go-kart around it. And the sun was going down. We maybe did like 40 laps of this little drift track on the beautiful, lovely lawn. Anyway, completely fucked his lawn up, Graham the firefighter. I sort of realized at the end, oh man, I think we fucked up Graham's beautiful, lovely lawn. And I went home, and I was very young. Anyway, went home, and I remember Graham coming home from firefighting. And I remember the sound of his footsteps coming up our front steps, coming to abuse me and my parents, basically, if having these shit kids fucking up their lawn. Anyway, I remember being in my room, and I was fucking hiding, man. I was like, God, I got guilt. I was in guilt. And basically, I got reprimanded and all the thing. But the funny part was that the next day, and then maybe for weeks after that, I was very timid going outside riding my bike, thinking Graham's watching me. Even if he was probably at work. I didn't like riding my bike in front of his house because I had guilt. Guys can relate?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I wanted to play with my friends, I sort of was like peeking around, didn't want to get caught. I'd pin it over and just hide in the house, and we'd stay inside for weeks. We didn't want to go outside. I know that some people have their own Grahams in their head, and it's like little stored moments of guilt, and they stack up over time. And when you go out now to sell something or get yourself out there or get your face out there or play in the street, you're like, I want to shut that shit down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do that. After you got a few of these guilt things stacked up, it's like you don't know what the fuck's causing the guilt. You don't know what's causing the shame. You don't know what's causing it. And that's a big factor of self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
You get enough of them, and you don't want to put yourself out there. You don't feel worthy. You don't want to feel like you're rocking around in front of Graham's house now with a brand new bike. You're fancy. You don't want to build wealth because you don't want to draw attention to yourself. You don't want to expand. So it makes you shrink. And people shrink with guilt. Guilt makes you shrink. Guilt's the poverty vector, I say. Guilt makes you poor, keeps you poor. Now, another visualization I'd have is like, imagine your whole life in like a string of 100 meters long of your string. And at the far other end is your birth. And then the end of this end of the string is like right now. Imagine running your hand along the string, and every few centimeters represents like days and months of your life. And you want to try and trace it all the way back to birth. And you want to figure out, is there any knots along the string? Are there any knots? And if you ran your hand along, would there be any knots? Like, oh, there's one. When I was 17, this fucking thing happened. Mm-hmm. When I was 5, this fucking thing happened. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And how big are the knots? And so the idea is that you want to be able to run your hand across the whole thing and have no guilt. And if you can actually go back and have a smooth, clear vision of your whole life and love your life and love everything you've done or not done the whole way, you're relatively guilt-free. And you dissolve guilt, and your self-worth goes through the roof.